Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren here, and I want to invite you to my new home, The Big 615, exclusively on TuneIn. So what is The Big 615? Well, simply put, it's the official home of country music broadcasting live from Nashville to the world. Download the TuneIn app from the App Store. That's TuneIn. And by the way, yes, it's free. You can also ask your device to play The Big 615 on TuneIn. Get the latest on country music, from your favorite artists to the hottest songs climbing up the charts. Oh, and it's commercial free. That means a whole lot more music and a whole lot more country. Hear it all on the Stormy Warren Show, weekdays from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Download the TuneIn app from the App Store. That's TuneIn. And by the way, yes, it's free. You can also ask your device to play The Big 615 on TuneIn. And I look forward to having you join me on The Big 615.
This is your country station.
The Big 615.
Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want, so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
I'm back. We're back. You're back. Everybody's back. Actually, that's probably not true. Since it is the first official weekend of summer, it's definitely not true. But whoever's back, we're here for you, and it was nice to be away. Really great to spend time with Bob and my family. I saw my brother's family. We had dinner with them on Thursday, so I got to see my nieces. Although it's a different experience when I'm with my family and there's a significant other there. I can't just monopolize the conversation and catch up with my nieces, my brother, my sister-in-law. I will say my sister-in-law was on her best behavior. I'm like, who are you and what have you done with my sister-in-law?
She did well.
She was sweet and funny and engaging and entertaining and charismatic. And I thought, wow, this is not the sister-in-law I see most of the time.
You were a little nervous.
And he was actually really nervous too, I think. He wouldn't admit it, but he was much more shy and reserved than I expected. And so one of my nieces noticed, and my sister-in-law said the same thing. They had a family debrief after dinner with the whole damn family. And so after that, like, we ended up going back to, you know, where we were staying in Virginia, the Winchester area, and they went back to their house, and my sister-in-law texted me the next day and just said we had a family debrief, and we've decided he's nice and normal, though he seemed a bit shy. And he is more reserved in group situations before he gets to know anyone, which I think is probably pretty standard for most people.
I think that's fine for the first, especially for the first time meeting them. You'd rather be a little more courteous and on the side of not saying enough than oversaying or being like,
oversaying,
wow,
yeah. Just dominating the conversation
exactly.
The first time you meet someone's family. So yes, that was the first significant other that I've ever introduced to my nieces. It was a big deal. It was a big deal. They were cute. My older niece did not belch. She just liked to belch for fun, and she did not do that. We went to eat Thai food. It was a really good Thai restaurant, and there was nobody else in there, so it was great. This was Thursday evening, I guess. Really enjoyed it. Just different. It's different to have dinner with my family and him as opposed to just my family and be able to say and do whatever, right? Instead, I'm mindful of someone else and have to keep him involved in the conversation. And it was just different. Also, my brother and sister-in-law, they paid for dinner for them. And he paid for dinner for us. And I was like, that's also weird. Separate checks. Yeah, just it's an adjustment. I've never done that before. But everyone loves him. He's got a big laugh and he can talk about anything. And so I believe that my family, at least to this point, has decided that he's A-okay.
He passed the debriefing, so.
He's passed the debriefing, yes.
The hardest stage. He's
no
accepted.
One said anything negative, though I'm not sure what they would have said behind closed doors in their family debriefing, so I'm trying to get intel. Here's the thing. My younger niece cannot keep a secret. And my mom had foot surgery earlier that day, so I had dinner with my family on Thursday evening. My mom had had foot surgery. So Lauren, my younger niece, calls my mom. Her grandmother is blabbing away just to talk to her. How are you doing? How are you feeling? Great. And then starts talking about the dinner and about Bob, and apparently kind of spilled a bunch. Now, if there was something negative, I feel like my niece would have told my mom, but nothing negative. This is my niece's assessment. They're a good match.
Like, okay. There it is.
All right. So I got the thumbs up from Lauren, at least.
Whatever was said during the debriefing, the outcome was that he passed the test.
Thumbs
so
up.
That's all that matters.
Okay, good. All right. I won't read into it any more than that or be nervous about it. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. There is one set of pictures up on Facebook. I see some of you have already found it. So Wednesday was hike number one with Bob. First big activity, unless you count fishing on our first date, but that really didn't require a whole lot of strenuous effort. This was different. So we were in West Virginia, hike number one, Wolf Gap, West Virginia, on Wednesday. We did 2.5 hours, about 5 miles, and we really enjoyed it. Incredible flowers, very green and lush. Plus, we saw an orange salamander with black spots. I've never seen an orange salamander before. I know that they can very often change colors if they're chameleons, right? I don't know if he is. Bob picked him up. No, I start to get all upset. No, leave him alone. Leave him alone. You're going to scare him. And Bob picks him up so we can take pictures. I refuse to take a picture until he put him down again. Anyway, you know how much I love orange. He is bright orange. He stood out even on the floor of the forest. He stood out so boldly. And he's beautiful. And so we posted a photo of that on Facebook as well. I'll have to put it up on Twitter. I didn't yet. But see, there you go, Facebook. You get something extra that Twitter did not have. So the photos are up on Facebook, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I'm retweeting on my Twitter account, A-Law Radio. Hike number two was Harper's Ferry, West Virginia. But we did the Maryland Heights Trail, which takes you up onto this cliff that overlooks Harper's Ferry, West Virginia, which was a critical spot in the Civil War. If you know anything about your Civil War history, about John Brown, about the stand to end slavery, and about the siege that took place there and the people that died, the fort where John Brown and his men were not hiding, but where they were holed up, that's still standing there. It's right on the Potomac River. So we did what's called the Maryland Heights Overlook. And again, I know a lot of you know this because you found me on social to reply. You go up and then you kind of come down along the face of the cliff or the ridge of the cliff. And there's this incredible overlook of Harper's Ferry and the two rivers that come together, and you can see Virginia, West Virginia, and Maryland from this overlook, which is really cool. Now, another opportunity to get to know Bob. It was extremely muggy. I mean, 95% humidity. The air was thick. It was misty at times. It was foggy, which actually made for really cool photos. You know my rule. Muggy buggy, no huggy. Oh, he did not like that rule. So we were taking selfies, our first photos together. First 2 days, by the way, sweaty, nasty, smelly, hikey, just not looking like a girl at all. Anyway, he wants to take photos atop this overlook with the river and Harper's Ferry behind us, and I don't want to have any type of physical contact whatsoever. I don't even want to be like standing next to someone in a photo because it's huggy, it's muggy, buggy, no huggy. It was that type of thing where you're like, you're glistening, like your entire body is wet. It's just gross, right? So fine. I managed a few selfies, but I was smiling while not enjoying it. Clearly he has no problems with muggy, buggy, no huggy. And I was like, ew, get off me.
you gotta respect that. Muggy, buggy, no huggy. Fair.
Seriously, I feel like
it's muggy, it's buggy, don't hug me.
Exactly. When it's muggy and buggy, we don't need to be
just lean in a little bit.
No one needs to be hugging me when it's that disgusting out. Well, it wasn't disgusting. It was just the humidity was really thick. And we'd been hiking, and we were, I mean, these are steep hikes, steep inclines. So then from there, we went up over the top of this one mountain. And there are a bunch of Civil War ruins, which are really cool. 2 hours, steep incline up, steep incline down. Apparently, when Abraham Lincoln was president, he started up this one mountain, which was a logging road where they, no joke, hauled a 9,000-pound cannon, so a battery, and then all kinds of supplies. They had a fort up top to fortify their position. And Abraham Lincoln started the climb to the top to see the fort and then got three quarters of the way up and went back down.
Wise Abe.
Yeah. He decided he did not want to go all the way to the top. So these were really steep inclines, but gorgeous. Again, this was Harper's Ferry, West Virginia, with all of its Civil War history and challenging hikes on a foggy, mysterious day. I will retweet. I put up two sets of photos on Twitter so that you can see them. Again, A-Law Radio, and Jay's going to help me throw them up on Facebook, too. So that was Thursday. Jay, 6.5 miles, almost none of it flat, all of it either steep up or steep descent. And we did 3 hours and 10 minutes on that day. We were pooped, and I mean pooped. And then we had to have dinner with my brother's family. Not had to. We had dinner with our brother's family, so it was a long day. We were really pooped. Friday, got back to New Jersey, so his first time ever in New Jersey, ever. I prepared him for the traffic. It was Friday afternoon traffic. It was pretty hideous, but we did well. He had no idea there were so many trees in New Jersey. He thought, because New Jersey, especially outside of New York, he expected it to be more urban, which there are plenty of parts of New Jersey that are urban. Hoboken, Jersey City, all the ones that are along the river directly across from Manhattan. But you get north and west in New Jersey, and it is gorgeous. And it's called the Garden State for a reason. But north and west, it's almost entirely woods and parks. And so that was really neat for him to see how green it was, how many trees there are. And guess what? Are you ready? Best part. He loved the house. Loved the house.
There it is.
It was clean.
I was going to say, did you say it was clean?
Well, and this. We get out of the car in my driveway, and I said, hey, babe, would you mind taking the dog for a walk around the block? So that I could get in the house, and I could make sure that nothing was wrong.
So that was your plan. You
that was my plan. So he very calmly takes, Penny didn't want to go. She wanted to go inside. She's like, wait a minute, I'm home. I want to go inside. But he kind of got her to go around the block, gave me 15 minutes to go inside, clean up stray cat hair and cat litter, make sure there was no, the dog sitter hadn't, or the house sitter hadn't left anything where it wasn't supposed to be, make sure nothing was gross or smelled bad. And he got in the house. We unloaded the car. He got in the house and got the grand tour and looked everything over and gave this assessment. I love it.
Well, look at that.
Oh, yay. So that was fun. Let's see. On Saturday afternoon, he grilled. So we fired up the charcoal grill and he cooked. Are you ready? It was a marinated venison. It was a backstrap for venison. So the shoulder, if for those of you who are familiar, he put it an incredible rub of, get this, Jay, coffee grounds. It was, oh my gosh, it was awesome. And a bunch of paprika and onion powder and some other spices, and wrapped it in bacon. Bacon. Two large pieces of venison grilled in bacon. And I initially said to him, that's a lot of bacon. Do you mind if I take the bacon off? Oh, guess who ate 3/4 of the bacon? Oh, it was
bacon.
So good. And
I'm
it was
speechless.
Grilled. It was grilled bacon. And then we also had a huge mess of veggies. And I know you're a big veggie guy. We cut up 2 zucchini, a summer squash, and an entire pound of asparagus. Put olive oil, salt and pepper, and some mushrooms and grilled it. It was
nice.
Awesome.
I like zucchini, actually, by the way.
Zucchini? You
it's
do?
I do.
Green zucchini?
Green, yes.
Okay.
It's a good one.
All right. So we had an incredibly healthy meal and then more of the coconut cream pie. We ate the entire pie. It's gone. So I apologize that I do not have any pie for you, Jay.
I saw the picture of the inside of it. It looked amazing.
Yeah, it was very tasty.
Yeah, no, I get it.
It was Bob's birthday pie, and he wanted to eat the rest of it, so I blame Bob. But he did give me candy to give to you, so you now have candy.
Yes, he did.
And the jerky that I brought to share.
Tremendous.
And I even brought you a soda so that you would know it's a peace offering for eating all the pie.
You made up for it. I'm okay. We're on good terms.
It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Funniest story of the entire weekend, though. Are you ready? My cat, of course. So Bob doesn't like cats. And we got to compromise a little bit because he has a teeny tiny dog that is high stress, which I do not love. So we're going to compromise whenever it is that we end up living in the same place. He's got the dog who sleeps on the bed, by the way, which is...
The dog wasn't in Jersey, right, on this trip?
No, his dog did not make the trip from Houston. So his dog stayed in Houston. So he got to meet Penny without his crazy dog. And then he got to meet my cat. Not a fan of cats unless they're outdoors. And I said, well, she's 15. I can't just throw her out in the backyard. So I said to him, what is your biggest problem with cats? Are you allergic? Do you just think they're smelly? It's a cat litter. What is it? He said, well, in my experience, they're aloof. And I thought to myself, oh, just wait. If that's your biggest problem with cats, you're about to become a cat person. We get home. Sugar, for all of 15 minutes, doesn't make an appearance. Then I hear her. Then it starts. The howling, the talking, voicing her concerns because I've left her for 3 days, right? Nonstop, following us around the house, howling. So then once she decided, she kept a safe distance from Bob for about another 10 minutes. And once she decided that Bob was another person who could pet her, oh, heavens to Betsy. So we watched, you know, we binged watched one of the Star Wars series, Obi-Wan. He hadn't seen it. The cat, not just next to him on the couch, like headbutting him, purring in his face. But then she climbs up behind him on his pillow and he turns and the cat's face is right there. She's purring away. I mean, the cat did not leave him alone. Every time he opened the door to the bedroom where he was sleeping, the cat goes in and just makes herself at home, right? Plops down. Like, this is my room. What are you doing in here?
Not aloof.
Oh my, not aloof at all. The opposite of aloof. In fact, invasive would really be how I would describe. She's like a disease. She's invasive. She's a cancer. She just grows. Oh, I'm sorry, Sugar. That's mean. She is all up in your grill all the time. She's like an Italian family. My Italian mom, all up in my face all the time. Never left him alone, ever.
So did he like Sugar after that?
He spoke to Sugar. In fact, I woke up Sunday morning and he was talking to the cat in another part of the house. That's how I woke up was, oh my gosh, he's talking to the cat.
Like how?
Having a conversation with her. Good morning,
like,
Sugar. How are you? How'd you sleep? So he
loves, the game last night.
Loves Penny, as you can imagine. Who doesn't love Penny? Penny is, I told him, going to be his new favorite dog. He's going to like Penny more than he likes his own dog. But now Sugar. And he was calling her best friend, which is what my niece is calling. I know. Problem solved. I just had to introduce them. And now I think, I'm pretty sure Sugar likes him more than she likes me. Because I don't put up with Sugar much.
No, you don't.
I mean, you know, because Sugar's made friends with you, or tried to make friends with you, too. You didn't really love it, but...
She was sitting on my head for a little bit at one
point.
Yeah,
just
there.
Briefly. It was very brief. It's just fine. She wanted to know that she liked your hair,
I
guess.
She just asked. I would have, like, let her do it, but...
No, she just climbs on your head. Just from the top of the chair, you're susceptible.
Just went for it.
If you leave your head exposed, she's going to climb and sit on top of it. Anyway.
It's her house. What am I
going
to do? It's hard
exactly.
to get off. I'm in her
Thank you.
Element.
It's her house.
I'm in her space.
So... He did have many conversations with Sugar. He loves Penny. We adapted. We had a great weekend. Coconut cream pie was a huge hit. Really enjoyed grilling out. The only issue, of course, is that his 8:30 p.m. flight on Sunday evening turned into a 3:30 a.m. flight out. So to the best of my knowledge, he is on his way home to Houston. Probably will never get on a plane to New Jersey again. But we had a successful first extended visit. So if you don't know, long distance relationship, first extended visit, got a chance to see each other in a regular routine and watch movies, ate a lot of food, enjoyed hiking, had a long road trip, 5 hours in the car. Oh, goodness. He spent the first 30 minutes on his phone, and I thought, I could do this by myself, actually. Yeah, so then he wisened up and realized that maybe he should talk to me.
Be a good co-pilot?
Yeah, be a better co-pilot than that.
Is the traffic horrible in Houston? I don't know.
Yes.
Oh, it is.
Yes, because it's urban sprawl and it just spreads out and there's a lot of people for sure and trucks and all of that jazz. So I think most major cities, major metros around the country, Atlanta can claim hideous traffic. LA, we know, is brutal traffic. San Francisco can be just god-awful traffic. So a lot of the metros around the United States can have the same issue, of course. We didn't have a ton of traffic in terms of congestion, but for those of you who know Interstate 81 through Pennsylvania and then briefly into Maryland, Virginia, West Virginia, on the way down, 5 accidents in 5 hours. Jay, I'm not kidding you. I had to take multiple detours through the country. So 5 car accidents in 5 hours. On the way back, 3 accidents in the span of 5 hours. 81 is...
And it was bad weather, right?
And it was raining the entire time. So while he was on his phone, I'm dealing with the rain, accidents, a detour, and I'm going like this. Wow, this is a really bad accident. And he looks up. Yeah. And looks down. So we had a conversation about that later. I think it's out of his system.
We
must
have someone to tell me how to get around this.
Yeah, exactly. I had to pull up the map on my own phone because he was busy doing something. Seriously, one job. Also, I let him drive Princess Leia for the first time.
How'd he do?
He only drove 2 miles to the grocery store, but he did well. I was not nervous. And how could I possibly resist letting him have a little more freedom with Princess Leia when he opens car doors for me?
It's very chivalrous.
I know. I said I could get used to this, and he said... You should.
Well, that's
aww.
Nice. That's a nice
we got
response.
Some really nice pictures. We actually took another little, it was very brief field trip on Sunday after church. So we got to, oh my gosh, one more story and then we'll take a break, okay? I swear to you, this is hysterical. So there's a few people I work with in my church. I teach kiddos. And so having done that for now 8 years, there's a bunch of friends I have. One friend I told that he was coming to church with me on Sunday. I get into the foyer, which is where the entry to the kids area is. My one friend has told 5 other people. They're all...
Of course.
Yeah. So we stop to say hello, and all of a sudden, they're just materializing. All 5 of them. Poor guy got ambushed.
Oh, didn't expect you here this morning.
Yeah, because they all had passed the word around. They were all so excited to meet this guy. So the poor guy, it's one friend, and then it's 2, and then it's 3, and then it's 4, and people are hugging me and hugging him, and I'm like, oh, no. One of my friends was hopping up and down. Can you stop hopping, please? Well, no, she was hopping because he was in the bathroom and waiting for him to come out. She's hopping. Can you just stop? But all that to say, my girlfriends are really excited. This is just something that we prayed for a long time, and now they get to meet him, so that's pretty cool. So all told, it was a great time to get to know each other a little bit better. We had a lot of fun. We ate a lot of pie. We had some fun adventures. And I think we're still together. So
success.
So boom. Boom on that front. All right, coming up, there were no psychedelics involved. Aaron Rodgers, though, if he has his way, he wants to make them legal because, you know, the rest of us are bums. You'll hear from Aaron Rodgers and then Antonio Brown. I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it. You're just going to have to hear it. He explains his unorthodox exit from MetLife Stadium 1.5 years ago.
A big old chocolate ass in MetLife.
Yeah, that one. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Please find the photos on Twitter, A-Law Radio, about to post a second round on Facebook as well. And thank you. You all were so kind. You said such nice words about my vacation. And yes, I do believe your curiosity is founded in love. But no, there will be no pictures with Bob. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first 3 orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Don't you wish your khaki shorts were legitimately comfortable instead of stiff cotton? Try Bird Dogs. Bird Dogs stretch khaki shorts look like khaki shorts, but feel like gym shorts. They have it all. Anti-stink, sweat-wicking fabric, a super comfortable built-in liner, and zipper pockets to keep everything secure. It's time to swap your old-school khakis for Bird Dogs. Go to birddogs.com/MLB and enter promo code BASEBALL for a free baseball hat with your order. That's birddogs.com/MLB, promo code BASEBALL for a free hat. You won't want to take your Bird Dogs off, we promise you.
What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
There's churches set up across the country that serve some of these medicines and have deep and meaningful experiences. For me, it just came down to, a high school best friend and I having a round of golf and talking about his recent ayahuasca experience. You met him, inspired me to do it because I was searching for a deeper level of self-love, and went down to Machu Picchu in Peru and had magical experiences there in Peru in the Sacred Valley, and then had a couple really interesting nights on the medicine and came back a changed person.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Interesting that he calls it medicine. Ayahuasca, that's on the Pat McAfee show. And this was Aaron Rodgers. When, Jay, did that bite come from? 22, maybe, when we first found out that he had taken a trip to Peru and had used the psychedelic medicine, psychedelic substances, that's what they're called, psychedelics, and that he had had some pretty wild experiences in his search for self-love. And his reason for saying that they're okay, that they help me, that they should be legal, is because he won an MVP after that. All right. If you know, you know. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Now, that was on Pat McAfee in September of 22, describing his 21 experience. On the weekend, or maybe it was late last week, sometime when I was on vacation, he attends what is called a psychedelics conference in Denver. And he believes that as a famous spokesperson, as someone who has experienced them personally, that he is the guy to offer education on the benefits of these psychedelic drugs.
We have the opportunity to change the conversation by dispelling these archaic myths about the dangers of them or the negative side effects or whatever it might be, and start to share the actual wisdom and truth about it. And I think that's how we move this conversation forward, is for more people to be out there, you know, comfortable talking about their own journeys, their spiritual journey, their medicine journey, their ceremonies, so that we can bring this to people that need it.
Aaron Rodgers wasn't the only one to speak at this psychedelics conference over last week, but he was among many who were advocating to legalize psychedelics, and he shared his own experiences. Now, he also had to play to the crowd, the audience. Denver certainly is a city that appreciates its football team, not lately, but they're football savvy and obviously know who Aaron Rodgers is. And so for him, it wasn't just enough to talk about psychedelics and how he has personally dabbled in them, but now the Jets quarterback is kind of pushing back a little bit, taking the opportunity to entertain the crowd there in Denver while also being typical Aaron Rodgers when it comes to criticism.
All these bums who want to, you know, come after me online about my experience and stuff, they've never tried it. They're the perfect people for it. We need to get these people taking it. And you know what? It's going to be hard to cancel me because,
oh no,
you know, the previous year, 26 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. We had a good season. Ayahuasca, 48 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. MVP. What are you going to say?
Seriously, he still believes that the use of ayahuasca is definitively and directly involved with him winning an MVP that year. Wow, what does that say about every other year of his career when he wasn't taking or when he didn't dabble in psychedelics beforehand?
If he just did more drugs, he would MVP every year, I guess.
I guarantee you all these bums who want to come after me online about my experience, they've never tried it.
I don't have your number. You're not going to have my number.
Because anyone who criticizes Aaron is a bum. Here's the thing. Aaron is all about self-love, and we should love one another, and we should respect all opinions, and we should be inclusive.
Bums.
Well, you know what? There are a lot of people out there who don't agree with you or don't think that psychedelics should be legal. Why aren't you giving them the same love that you give yourself?
Bums.
Bums. It's totally fine. We know that Aaron is a guy who marches to the beat of a different drummer, to use that cliche. He did the darkness retreat and said he was 90% leaning toward retirement.
I'm going to my darkness retreat.
When I got into the darkness, but when he came out, he was ready to play again, and he knew it was the Jets or bust. We need some darkness retreats out there for more athletes who are trying to decide whether or not they should play for the Jets. I mean, he's gotten a little, I don't want to call him crazy or anything, because he's clearly not that. He's very calculated. He does have some ideas that are unconventional. How about that? He does have some ideas that are not mainstream. How about that? And that's okay. I'm not telling you that everything that we do needs to be popular or the in crowd. I'm certainly not that. And I've got very unconventional methods as an unconventional radio host to be where I am now. It's just interesting that he believes ayahuasca and psychedelic drugs would have to do with how he's playing football. I don't see the correlation months beforehand, but the NFL did hear what Aaron Rodgers had to say about the use of ayahuasca, but ultimately ruled that this was not a violation of the league's drug policy. And partly it's because there wouldn't have been a positive test on either the PED. Could you imagine if they added ayahuasca to the PED list? It's banned substances, ayahuasca. But I joke about that. That list is collectively bargained. It's in their CBA, their labor deal, so they can't add something to it now.
Don't make it up, okay?
Anyway, so that was some of the entertainment that I returned to after vacation. Do you know what else was highly entertaining? Hearing Antonio Brown talk about his exit from MetLife Stadium and giving his version of the story. It's a year and a half later, but he was a guest on Tyreek Hill's podcast. It needed to be said. I'm sure he believed that he would have a friendly audience there. And so he, another guy who likes to hear himself talk, he gives us his side of the story. Remember, he stripped his pads and his clothes, most of them, and walked off the field in the middle of a game. And then just left. He left. Never played for the Bucs again. That's the way to get the touchdown that you need for your bonus to kick in. Just leave. That'll work. Oh my gosh. So from Aaron Rodgers to Antonio Brown. Sure, there's no actual relation.
Bums.
That's Jay's new favorite drop. All right, on Twitter, A-Law Radio, on our Facebook page, too. Glad to have you with us. I'm glad to be back from vacation and catching up. I'm still catching up. Keegan Bradley, a first-time winner at the Travelers Championship. We'll get back to baseball as well. Also, Brad Stevens explains his reasons and the catalyst behind trading away Marcus Smart and in turn getting Kristaps Porzingis among the moves the Celtics made last week. That was a bit of a stunner for me to see Marcus Smart get traded. Wowzers. It's one of those businesses we work in where you take a vacation, but sports never stop.
You are listening to the...
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW Performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.
The After Hours Podcast.
Well, Gene, you got a big third down coming up, and we have an incident down here with Antonio Brown. He is upset about something, Gene, and I've never seen this. He has taken his uniform, his shoulder pads off, and he has run to the Buccaneer locker room. So we'll get you an update. He's not hurt. He has decided to run to the locker room on his own.
What happened is pretty obvious what happened. So he left the field, and that was it.
First, just to clarify on AB, so you didn't tell him to leave. He left completely on his own.
We had a conversation and he left the field, yeah.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Wow, that feels like eons ago. It was January 2nd of 2022, so it's been a year and a half, and that was how we started the new year in the NFL, January 2nd, 2022. Antonio Brown had alluded to this or that. In fact, his version of the story is that Bruce Arians, who was the then head coach of the Buccaneers at the time, told him to leave, told him to go, like kicked him off the field, told him to go back to the locker room, but that he was trying to play hurt. He was trying to do his thing and ultimately felt disrespected and just recognized that the Bucs didn't have his best interests at heart. Okay, so that's what we got from Antonio Brown over, you know, various interviews or statements that were released in the wake of that incident at MetLife Stadium in early 22. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. We also know that AB had tried to blame Tom Brady for everything that went wrong with the Bucs. He recently joined Tyreek Hill on the podcast entitled It Needed to Be Said. And he gives his extended version of what went wrong in that MetLife meltdown, as well as what went wrong with the Buccaneers. Now, he's talking about he and him here, talking about Brady and that a friend of Brady's, remember, he was working with Brady's trainer and doing the TB12 method, and at times had stayed with Brady's family at their house in Florida. So there's a lot here.
They treated me like I'm a little dog. So it was like, so these guys actually charging me to work with me. And it's like the team actually paid this guy to like work with the players. So I'm paying him on top of the payment from this, and he's not
That's
even
crazy.
Going out his way. Then before the game, Tom, my guy, one of the mutual friends of me and Tom, like, yo, go see him before the game, man. He's going to work with you. You know how you was before the game, bro. You ain't really trying to even give nobody your energy.
I ain't trying to do nothing.
Imagine. So now I'm going to work with him. He's just like hugging me like he can't.
Yeah.
This guy on my body with bad energy. Like he don't want to help me. Like what the f*** you hugging me for, bro?
On me, bro. I got a game to play, my nigga.
These guys don't even care. So now I come playing the game. I'm hurt. Like I'm in my zone. I'm super hurt. And it's like, yo, I might hurt myself more. And they're not really trying to put me in a good position. Like, I'm not out here to hurt myself. I'm out here to help you guys win. I mean, getting the ball, help you move the chains, get in the zone. So right now, we at a different time right now. You guys not trying to see none of that. You guys is mixing me with, like, he don't want to work with me. I'm paying him. You don't want to throw me the ball. And you making me like I'm crazy. So it's like, I'm crazy? I'm out of here.
Antonio Brown on the It Needed to Be Said podcast with Tyreek Hill said he was hurt, super hurt, but it revealed that the only reason he played that day is because Tom Brady promised to involve him, promised to throw him the ball a bunch. Remember, he was getting close to reaching this level where he would get bonus money. And now he's saying that Brady himself promised him, I'm going to hit you up with 10 to 12 targets. And for that reason, he decided to play. He's taken shots at Brady multiple times over the past couple of years since he's been out of football. And he's definitely not backing down on that with Tyreek Hill.
Brady and these boys, like, you know, they talking to me like I got a selfish impact because maybe the plays I'm making, like I'm standing in David Allen. I got like 10 cars out there. You know, I'm having different models come, you know. Mm-hmm. And we close to the boss, bro. Give me a nugget. Like, I'm over here running stats. I'm trying to be the greatest. I'm not saying I'm trying to be selfish and just get all the balls because I know the balls got to spread out. And it's like, it's a game. You got to play the game that is played. Like, you can't campaign the game. The game fall, how the game fall, right, Cheetah? Mm-hmm. You don't go and say, yo, give me these passes. Mm-hmm. But on certain plays, you expect certain, you know, it's ran this play for this certain
block. Exactly. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So sometimes I get a little spicy when I feel like they ain't trying to work with me because I done experienced that, you know, at the Steelers. So when I see the energy going towards that, then I got to fend for myself.
Fend for yourself by stripping off your pads and your jersey and walking out of the stadium in the middle of a game shirtless. And remember, he told us in some other interview that he nearly mooned the crowd to nearly strip down completely. Antonio Brown with Tyreek Hill. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. So Brown had only had 5 targets in the game, handful of passes. O.J. Howard, Mike Evans, remember they tried to calm him down. He wouldn't have it. He ultimately left. And he says, Brady was the one who promised to send the ball his way 10 to 12 times. Lots of F-bombs, lots of spiciness, as Antonio Brown calls it. But what about his relationship with Tom Brady now?
Me and Tom Brady had a football relationship, you know what I'm saying? You know,
outside of football.
Outside of football, we had a mutual friend, you know, like, me and Tom really don't got a lot in common, you know. Besides, be great at football, you know. I feel like a lot of people could say you friends, but, like, you know, friends are the people that know your family, you know your kids, mm-hmm. and, you know, congratulate you and tell you, you know, happy birthdays and really support you. You know, I feel like, you know, that's life, you know. Life, you know, everyone that's not going to be your friend. Everyone you work with, everyone you play with, everyone, anyone you grow up with, you know, we all outgrow each other. We all, you know, that don't mean we hate each other, you know, but we're not calling each other every day and texting them, but it's been like that since 2021.
I could have sworn that Antonio Brown lived at Tom Brady's house for a time. And if it wasn't with the Patriots and the Bucks, it was at least one of those situations. Not to mention Brady advocated for him. We know that he did. Brady advocated for him with the Pats and then again with the Buccaneers. So Antonio Brown ultimately, and I have to read you this quote, I already know the Bucks were being fake to me the whole time I was there. I got suspended for breaking COVID rules and I came back and they had some guys hurt. So they wanted to get everything out of me. They treated me like a dog. Now, this is not new with Antonio Brown. He had nasty things to say about the Steelers as well as the Patriots. Remember, there was an incident that he did not reveal to the Pats when he got signed, so Bob Kraft wanted him gone. And he said some awful things about Bob Kraft as well as Bill Belichick, not to mention he's taken Brady to blast on social media multiple times before apologizing. So he's kind of follows this cycle. with the Steelers, with the Pats, with the Bucks, the Raiders as well. Remember, he blew his way out of, at the time, Oakland before they ever even got through a training camp, blasting Derek Carr and other people there. I mean, this is what he does. He leaves a trail of destruction behind him. But at least Tyreek Hill gave him a friendly ear to tell his side of the story. Boy, it's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.